Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's TPXY on 98PXY. Corey James, Breezy in the building. And can we just give dads a little more credit when it comes to taking care of their kids?
Yeah, sure.
Doesn't sound believable. You're just trying to appease me here.
Kind of.
So over the weekend, my fiance said, Courtney, took a trip out to New York City, got to see J-Lo.
Before she went blackout.
Yes, got to go to the Friday show, not the Saturday show where everything went dark. And this is the longest she's been away from our baby Mason, who turned 3 months yesterday.
Oh, yay!
For the record, also the longest that she's probably been away from me. At least ever since we moved in together. Shut up. You're not helping. And I'm first happy to report to everyone that baby Mason is alive and well.
I was worried for a second there. Truly.
See, you joke. But everyone jokes. I heard from a lot of people over the weekend, not only on social media, but also friends just texting. How you hanging in there?
Is that why you did live updates?
You doing okay? Yeah, I felt like I needed to defend myself to let everyone know my child was going to be okay and that, you know, just the dad being in charge wasn't a reason to call CPS.
Minute by minute, loved that, essentially.
But, like, look, I mean, no one's going to deny when it comes to the baby, you know, moms are it, right?
Yeah. Bread and butter.
Of course.
All day, every day.
And I'm not trying to debate that. That would just be stupid. But I don't think it's necessarily fair that dads get kind of this stereotype that they're like incapable or like just barely being able to take care of their kid.
I don't know if it's incapable. It's just not as easy. It's second nature for mothers. This is kind of like a foreign language.
I disagree. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. And look, it comes through with jokes for the most part. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sure anyone who's listening who has kids, you know, if your husband was left alone with a kid, you probably cracked the joke. Like, you're gonna be okay.
You're gonna be okay.
Are they gonna be okay? But let's be honest. Like, all these jokes, they stem from a little bit of truth.
Yeah. And I mean, you are. I'm sorry, I'm going to call a spade here, but Corey, you called in your parents
Mom!
For reinforcement. And not to mention, you did this before your child was even born, because this trip had been planned for a while.
Right.
You had to have a little shadow of a doubt in your own mind that you're like, say Courtney goes away, what am I going to do?
Do you know why, Breezy? Because I was buying into this social stereotype that dads are incapable of taking care of their own kids. It worried me. It did. But now, you know, again, he turned 3 months yesterday. I'm so glad my parents got to come. They were a huge help. They really were.
A nice little safety net. Not that you needed them.
Made it a lot easier. But but I could have done it on my own. And I did the whole, you know, overnight thing by myself. I didn't, you know, it wasn't.
Yeah, they weren't waking up in the middle of the night.
It wasn't the baby starts screaming. It's like, Mom!
I can see you, like, knocking on your parents' room, like, so, Mom, listen, I'm pretty tired. So, like, if you could just handle this. This would be
like, so I did the whole overnight thing by myself. Okay. All right. So give me a little credit where a little credit
is
due.
That's cool. I like that for you.
But I want to know, am I right here? Am I on to this that even though it comes off usually as jokes, it's just part of you believe that dads are somehow not, you know, they're incapable.
So is dad discrimination kind of like coincide with mom shaming? Like, do they go hand in hand?
Sure.
Okay. Because mom shaming is, you know, you're really going to let your kid do that? You're really going to let your kid wear that? And then people look at you and you're like, you sure you can handle that? You sure you can keep your kid alive?
Part of mom shaming is, are you sure you're going to let the father take care of the kid by himself? What are you doing? But jump in. If you've got kids and maybe this has evolved as you see, you know, your husband, your fiance, your boyfriend, what have you, interacting with them and saying like, oh, no. Perfectly capable, can handle himself just fine. But at some point, did you have this dad discrimination in the back of your head? Was the stereotype floating around?
It's like anything in life. It takes practice. I feel like for moms, you don't need as much practice. It's second nature. For dads, practice makes perfect.
Also true, though. Not true for all moms. Some moms take practice, too.
I know.
A few texts coming through. Club PXY. Safe text line at 69822 if you want to jump in. Saying, yes, the very first time my husband stayed home with the baby alone, I felt the dad discrimination. But after that, no worries. I think it's because typically women have more experience with kids. A lot of men are afraid to even hold a new baby unless it's their own. Which, yeah, I guess there's certainly that aspect of it.
Which we've talked about before. I mean, you said even holding a new baby, like you had practice because you had babies in your life, but you were still a little eerie about it.
She's not wrong. It's definitely different when they're yours. Like I'm, you know, whipping around Mason like he's a football and I know he's going to be fine.
No, you're a natural. You really are.
Another text coming through. I'm a mom of a 2-year-old and I had doubts after my daughter was born about her father's dad abilities. He lived with his mother and even she did his laundry for him. Sure. Her dad and I are now split up and I'm dating someone new and I still have my doubts about my new boyfriend being capable, even though he's the most amazing person I've ever met. I think it stems from me doubting that anyone could take care of my baby like I can. I think that
like the
is a great
like
point.
The mama bear instinct.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. I get that. Also, let's see. 222-9800. Tracy from Gates. What's going on?
Okay. So I have a 2-month-old and I feel like it's not that we're discriminating. I feel like that you guys just don't listen all the time.
Tracy, yes. Okay. Hit the nail on the head there.
Is this where this stems from?
here it is. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
We're on perceive all day long with the baby, okay? You guys have, a couple weeks that you're there?
I was lucky enough to have 2.5. Mm-hmm. Thank you to my employer. I appreciate you.
Well, that's awesome. That is awesome. Mine had 3 weeks. But not consistent. But anyways, we're there all day long with the baby. So we feel out their needs. We understand what each cry means.
Right.
You know, things like that. So when my fiance has him, he doesn't like the fact that the baby cries. And then as soon as I get him, he stops crying.
Well, I mean, okay. I've experienced that a little bit. It does hurt your feelings.
What's that called, Tracy? Motherly instinct.
Correct. And when we say to you guys, the baby doesn't like this, he likes this, you need to just listen for a second because you know what we're saying.
Okay, so this is not a discrimination thing.
Just
this
listen,
is a,
Corey.
This is a listening problem.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that we're discriminating. We just need you to listen a little bit.
Tracy, I love this. Thank you for your insight. This opens it all up. It all makes sense now.
But I'm proud of you. You did an overnight by yourself.
Good. I did two of them, Tracy. Two.
Two of them. I'm sorry. Two.
Where's my gold star? Someone give me a trophy.
Good for you, Dad.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.